WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Some of the biggest names in the music industry performed at the Grace for the World concert at the Vatican in St. Peter's Square today. ABC's James Longman was there.
They had a drone show throughout the course of the evening. The Pietà, Michelangelo's Pietà of the Virgin Mary holding Jesus in her lap, is the marble statue that sits as you go into St. Peter's Basilica. It's absolutely extraordinary thing to see in real life. I can tell you it's an extraordinary thing to see in drone form over St. Peter's. Everyone was blown away by that.
Earlier, Pope Leo urging world leaders to show more unity to migrants, but that wasn't the message in London, where tens of thousands today marched in an anti-immigration protest, another 5,000 counter-protesters. The Pentagon is declining to confirm a report that Secretary Hegseth's planning to activate 1,000 Louisiana National Guard to help law enforcement in the state's urban centers, Republican Governor Jeff Landry expressing support for the idea. This is ABC News. President Trump with a new threat to slap sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. The president posting on social media that he's ready to put them in place when all NATO nations have agreed to do the same and when they've also agreed to stop buying Russian oil. He goes on to say that the plan would end the war quickly. An Indiana man has made the Guinness Book of World Records for growing the world's tallest sunflower. It stands 35 feet tall. That sunflower, named Clover, has extra meaning since Alex Babich emigrated from Ukraine in 1991.
Sunflower is a national flower of Ukraine, so it's special to me. And 7 years ago, planted our first sunflower. It was 13 feet tall. I remember I was so impressed by it. And then the following year, we grew a 15-foot sunflower. And the year after, we grew a 19-foot sunflower. So I was like, this is really cool. How far can we take this, you know, from there?
Well, Babish has got to use a ladder now to get up there and reach that sunflower. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Always a good time when you step in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Today from noon to 11 p.m., it's Oktoberfest at the brewery, featuring the ceremonial tapping of Oogatoberfest Marzen, live music with the Zyphel Brothers and Gary Beal Band, brats from Blue Line Club, pretzels from Ooga Brewing, pizza by Leroy's Meats, food trucks, and more. Put on your lederhosen, grab your friends, and head over to Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown. Prost!
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Marta Hansen, and that is The Last. What a crazy tune that is by Marta Hansen. And I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe, and tonight we have a special. We have Terry Barr. She is out at the Beer Rock right now with Marta Hansen. Marta has a premiere video she's doing tonight, and we're going to hear all about it from Terry. Terry, are you there?
I am here, Rocker. Hello, Rocker, Chloe, Jane, and everyone listening. It's packed. It is
wow.
A wonderful thing to see. Marta opened up the show at 6 o'clock straight up. She got up there, did a couple of songs. She has some other friends who are here at Beer Rock who are also performing. And in about 10 minutes, you can already kind of feel the anticipation because everyone who is here knows why they're here. They are very excited, very supportive of Marta and her music. And this premiere of the video for her song, Bang Bang, it's been a while in the making, and the timing, honestly, Rocker, I don't know what you think, but it couldn't be better. It's really pretty incredible.
You know, you have a good point there. And
wow.
I'm surprised. Tell us a little bit about, because Marta is an advocate for gun control or gun safety. Tell us a little bit about that.
All of it. And it started with gun safety in schools because mm-hmm. Marta used to be a music teacher in the school and she is no longer. She's one of the few female piano technicians. And when her business took off, she just decided, you know what, I'm kind of done with the school thing. Mm-hmm. Her husband is still a teacher. And she talks about having to do the drills with the kids, you know, like we used to do, like a fire drill or a tornado drill.
Nuclear bombs.
Now they're having to do an active shooting drill. Mm-hmm. And I know my nephew does this at his own school once a month.
Wow.
And it kind of blows my mind that they have to do things like this. Today, though, the Moms Demand Action, that's a national organization. Marta is part of the Wisconsin chapter, and there are a bunch of folks from that chapter here with her in support. And they're handing out material, just, you know, things that you can think about as a parent or a supporter to be able to help out if something like this happens or if something happens again in the future and you don't know what to do and you want to get involved. So it's a very cool evening here at Beer Rock on Madison's North Side.
Well, that's so cool. And the Beer Rock, are you going to have, what do they call them there? They're not pasties there. They're these, they're these treats. They're these succulent treats. What are they?
They call it a Beer Rock.
A Beer Rock.
Yes. And it's from German ancestry.
Yeah. They it's his mom's recipe, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We both had one. We saw people eating these. Rocker, I've never had something so fantastic. The pastry's super light.
Yeah.
The filling is just delicious. You can get vegetarian. They have beef. They have chicken. They have lamb. And they have breakfast.
Wow.
Beer Rocks on the weekend. And those look amazing.
Well, there's some dessert ones too, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Maybe we have to have that yet.
Right? Can you bring some back to the studio, Terry?
I shouldn't I? I definitely should. But of course, I'm kind of in your neighborhood, so we might have to meet here sometime.
Oh, yeah. That's
love
a fun place.
There.
Beer and Beer Rocks, and it's got, you know, real European flavor there. It's a great place.
It's really fun. And I heard, I think that was Chloe that said she loves playing here.
Yeah, definitely.
You played there, Chloe?
Really lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there. What about it makes it a good place to play?
Honestly, the staff is always super, super friendly and nice, and that always makes a huge difference. So that's cool. And they really prioritize live music and live events. So that's
they love
awesome.
Music there.
And Chloe, do you feel when you're playing here, because I'm noticing this tonight, and maybe this is a different kind of night, but do people actually listen to the music?
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. Okay. That's the way it should be.
Which is really cool because of its style being kind of bar restaurant-esque. It's cool that people are still very, very in what's the word I'm looking for?
Intimate. You're close.
Yeah. Into it? Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. There's been hushed conversations, so it doesn't bother anyone else. And I really enjoy that because Marta chose other artists to play with her tonight at this show, and all of them are singer-songwriters, so they all have special messages of their own that they're bringing to this whole idea of safety. Yeah.
Wow. Well, in a minute here, we're going to hear Marta Hansen's Bang Bang, the song that she had the video. Tell us a little bit about that song, if you can.
Yeah, in Marta's words, honestly, I've interviewed her several times about this, and she was on John and Gordy's show this week as well, but she always goes back to feeling helpless, taking her kids to school, dropping them off, saying, I love you, have a great day, and then knowing that's the last thing some parents have been able to do, and then they never saw their kids again because of the safety at schools. So she said, what can I do? Raise my voice, get active. And so she has. And tonight now to have this video go along with it, I think that just takes it to the next level. She's hoping this video will end up in schools being shown and libraries, which I think is a wonderful idea.
Wow.
And it then opens up the conversation for everybody to have, which is hard to start if there isn't something like a video that helps you. You know,
does Marta have a website?
MartaHansenMusic.com.
That's H-A-N-S-E-N, right?
Correct. And the video will be available to everybody after it premieres here tonight on her YouTube channel, which is also Marta Hansen Music.
That's perfect. Terry, thank you so much.
We'll share it. We'll share it too on the Max Inc. page.
Terry, thanks so much for calling in tonight and showing up for Marta Hansen. That's really cool.
Thank you. And she thanks all of you because she really thinks Max Inc. Radio has been really important to her to be able to get the word out. So thanks to all of you.
Rock and roll. Well, let's check it out right now. This is the brand new song for the video that Marta Hansen just put out. This is called Bang Bang. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pack up your things, I love you. Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people. And chase him out. And ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Darken My Door. That is Mojo Radio. Hey, that's a throwback song. That's from back in the 2010s. They were such a great band.
And jeez, throwback?
Throwback,
really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, in local music years, that's a throwback for sure. They were just a really, really, really good band. Remember, everybody, you can go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio to hear the podcast of Max Inc. Radio. You can also go to your favorite app store, download the Civic Media app so you can listen to us from your mobile device. And
you know, you can call us too, maybe.
You can call us.
That would be nice. Send a message.
Everyone but David Webster, my dad, is allowed to call and send a message. We need to make that clear every week. Thank you.
Did you know that on the app, actually, you can not only can you text us from the app, but you can leave like a voice message. Then we still have to check it and hear it, but
and you see can if do it's that. Suitable.
The Civic Media app. You can take us anywhere and listen to Max Inc. Radio. Still coming up, we thanks Big John for coming on the calling in on the phone and talking to us about his fundraiser tomorrow.
And Terry Barr,
she's over at Marta Hansen. Thanks a lot, Terry. That was awesome to hear what's happening with Marta and her new video. And then Renee Aldana, she's going to be up here in just a few minutes. She's a Channel 27 news reporter, just moved to Madison 4 months ago from LA to Michigan State and to the Mad City, and we're going to hear about her roving reporter lifestyle. And then live from the Mad City, Melissa Keeler is here, all the way from Monroe, Wisconsin, singer-songwriter, hard rocker, girls rock camp mentor, and she plays in Mickey Magnum and the Mayhem and her own punk band Silence of the Sirens. We'll hear all about it, hear some performance from her as well. Rit Dietz, he's got a great song about the eat side, but he's going to be coming. When is this show? Who's got it?
Yeah, it's Thursday, September 18th at the Harmony Bar at 6:30.
That's right.
And the cool thing about it is that it's a book release show. He's releasing his new book, Settle Down. And at this show, you can meet him and you can buy a copy of the new book and you can get it signed. Like, limited seating, but it is free. So keep that in mind.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, that book, it's about 1980s Virginia and Madison's Near East Side. So it's kind of really has like a fun aspect of it.
Yeah, that's really
that's
cool.
Kind of like local. The 1980s in Madison. Well, geez, I was here at that time.
Is this book about us?
I'm going to have to read this book. I'm going to have to go to the show. Thursday, September 18th, the Harmony Bar. He'll be playing with his son, Wilder Dietz, Rit and Wilder Dietz. Right now, let's listen to a song about the East Side by Rit Dietz. This is called East Side. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get expensive. Old buildings catch on fire. Another car ran the light at Atwood Dunning Street. Your landlord, he's a liar. You can swim out in the river right by where you went to school. Sometimes, well, life is just downright cool.
church all day with my friends off of Bible camp. Like to walk and walk up and down. Sometimes it seemed all we knew disappeared through some old looking glass. You can't code your way to heaven, but you can find your way back down to your own place, like on the east side of this town. I can fish all day with my friends off of Bible camp. Like to walk and walk up and down.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Redefining boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like you ain't going nowhere. You're just living in the biggest small town in America.
with Art Ball. He is living in the biggest small town in America, playing for the turkeys from State Street to the mall. He is living in the biggest small town in America, living in the biggest small town in America.
The Pine Travelers, and that is the biggest small town in America. And if you couldn't guess, that was about Madison, Wisconsin. That is such a fun song. I really love the lyrics in that. And isn't it true? Is Madison like the biggest small town in America?
I think it's more like the smallest big town now.
The smallest big town? Yeah, well, there's a lot. Yeah, they're growing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all the buildings going up is just absolutely
insane. It's just insane, yeah.
I'm Rocker. Here with Jane and Chloe and Mike over there. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. And Renee Aldana joined the Channel 27 news team here in the Mad City in April of this year. She's an LA native. Renee is a graduate of our rivalry in the Big Ten, Michigan State University. And Renee has worked for Fox Sports, NBC Sports, ESPN, NASCAR, and even the Big Ten Network. And now a multimedia journalist at Channel 27. Renee spends her workday looking for stories about people in our neighborhood and covering the news of the day wherever it might happen. Renee Aldana, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, as a newbie to Madison, we have to start with food because Madison, it is a foodie town.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you like to go to eat in Madison?
Yeah, so Fresh Mart is an international market over on University Avenue.
Oh,
that place is amazing.
They've I got love their food.
Oh my gosh. They've got a whole bakery area, which I am a pastries girl.
Yeah.
They get down.
What's your favorite pastry?
Baklava.
Oh.
And they have got many different kinds of baklava.
Wow.
I just had their chocolate milk, whatever, baklava.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
So
like the
good.
Extra milk really added to it, I think.
A chocolate milk baklava.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a great place. We have to get there sometime. If Terry brings us some pastries and we get some from over there, we're going to be stocked up here.
Oh, yeah.
Renee, your backstory, it must include sports, right? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, how you got to the university. And
yeah. So I'm the oldest of 8 kids.
Wow.
So there is a lot of us. I'm also I'm the oldest. So they kind of did their own thing. And growing up, I did get into sports. I played volleyball, basketball, softball. I did track. So I kept myself busy. That was kind of like how I found my community was through playing sports. Mm. Nobody else in my family really did. But once COVID hit and everybody was held inside, that was kind of how I connected with other people and decided that I wanted to go back to school. I didn't go right out of college.
Oh, I
took
see.
Some years off.
Okay.
So during COVID, you know, I'm watching a Chargers football game, Justin Herbert comes out, and I was like, okay, I want to be on those sidelines now. So
wow.
That's what I did. I went back to school. My mom was born in Pontiac, so Michigan State it was. I was okay. Accepted in like 2 days. So,
because you're from L.A., right?
I am from L.A., yeah. I did 2 years of community college, so that saved me tons of money with out-of-state tuition.
Yep.
And then I transferred to Michigan State, and it was honestly the best decision I could have ever made in my life. It was so great to be there and to experience what the Midwest sports are like, because it's different in California. People don't really pay attention to college sports like they do here. So,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You talk about UCLA or USC, yeah. People don't really know, but you mentioned... Oh, I'm just going to say Michigan State because I don't even want to give anybody else any credit. So you mentioned Michigan State and people are going to talk, you know, so it is different here. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. And how was it going from L.A. to, you know, the Midwest, the upper Midwest there almost in Lansing?
Yeah, it was so different. I mean, the weather is the first thing, right? When it starts to get cold, I would look outside and I'm like, oh, yeah, easily 60 degrees. I walk outside and it's 40 and I am not dressed properly. And I've been here 3 years and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but after a long winter, 40 degrees can be balmy.
Right? Yeah. By the end of the winter, I'm like 40 degrees, tank top and sandals.
Right.
But once it starts getting to 60, when we're coming into fall, I'm like, oh, I am Californian because I am freezing. I'm in a turtleneck and scared for
amateur.
The winter months. Yes, yes, definitely.
What would you tell young people who are wanting to get into journalism and news broadcasting?
It's a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You think that you want to be a reporter, but you really only see like 5% of what we do.
Uh-huh.
95% is editing and research and a lot of other things go into it. And it can be kind of heavy too. So I think making sure that this is really what you want to do, figuring out why you're passionate about it and sticking to that. And then also just being really conscious of your mental health and taking breaks when you need it, knowing when to take something and when to leave it is really important in this industry for sure.
Now, do you play musical instruments at all?
You know, I used to play the violin,
okay.
But that was in third grade. So I was really good, but unfortunately I had to move away and I wasn't able to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad plays the guitar, the piano, and all of his family does. So when we get together, they'll play, they'll sing. I can't sing for my life, but I'll jam out. I'll do a little finger movement, you know, but can't catch me singing.
So music's been in your life. You were an intern for NBC Sports last year for the Summer Olympics in Paris. And talk about working at the NBC headquarters to cover the Olympics. And that was in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I was in Connecticut. It was at their headquarters. So a lot of the people who actually call the sports for the Olympics aren't actually on site. They're in a little sound booth in Connecticut.
I guess we don't know the vaccine, do we?
No, not at all. So a lot of those people are actually in Connecticut. One person, for instance, Ryan Scheckler, skateboarder, right? Everybody knows Ryan Scheckler, or if not, they need to get themselves familiar with Ryan Scheckler.
Life of Scheckler, MTV. He had his own show. It was very important to me in high school, I will say.
Yes, okay. Yes. Thank you.
He's really tough to look at. It's tough.
Well, speaking of looking at him, you're in the headquarters and you're grabbing lunch in the cafeteria and he's just walking by casually. It's like, this is kind of awesome. You're also seeing a lot of the events before the world gets to see it. So we're watching like the 100-meter and cheering on Noah and we get to see it all before everybody else does. The higher ups are like telling us that we need to quiet down because we're cheering super loud. It's the Olympics, you know?
So yeah,
you have to bring that energy.
Well,
it's
right,
only once every 4 years. So
wow. That's incredible. What sporting moment have you covered that you'll never forget?
Tom Izzo's 700th win.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. The Breslin Center is incredible, but you throw in a 700th win for Tom Izzo, and it is just unlike anything you've ever seen before.
For
it was
our listeners
amazing.
Who don't know Tom Izzo, who is it?
Tom Izzo is the Michigan State basketball coach. He currently has the most wins in the Big Ten, and I do have to say that just to make that clear, because Wisconsin does fall not too far behind, but they are behind.
Okay.
So,
oh,
Tom Izzo is our guy. He needs keys to the city. He is pretty much Michigan State. He's been there for a very long time. So, to see 700 wins for him there was just incredible. I couldn't think of anybody who would deserve it more. He's a great guy.
What did the crowd do when the last second ticked off?
Oh, scream. Yeah, screaming. The student section is insane. But they also gave out tons of 700 win posters. So everybody was raising these posters up. People are all on the courts and he's doing his interview and you just see everybody cheering him on, all the players around him. You can tell how much they really love him. Yeah. So it was just a surreal moment for me to be there because I know so many people who grew up just admiring Michigan State. And for me to come in from California and to just kind of be able to experience that moment, but almost like an outsider since I didn't grow up in the area, but just to watch it play out was just incredible. Like I said, it's not like Southern California. It's very different here.
Well, tell us about moving to Madison to become a media journalist for Channel 27 News Team. Madison and Michigan State aren't that different kind of cities, right? Tell us about coming here to Madison.
Yeah, it actually took me a year to get this job after I graduated. Wow. So it was a little rocky. You know, yeah. I was applying all over the country, mm-hmm. just kind of wherever I land. Mm-hmm. And this is where I ended up landing. Yeah, it's only about 8 hours away from my family for a drive. So that's really nice. But coming here, I didn't really know what to expect. It's amazing. The people here are incredible. I get to meet all different kinds of people in the community here in Madison and the surrounding areas. And everybody has been so welcoming. And coming from California, I probably say that I'm from California a little bit too much. And it, you know, everybody's just still nice. I have some questions that might sound a little off, but everybody has been so kind. And the area, being able to drive around and see all the water or farms or water and farms, it's like a dream come true. I feel like I'm living in a movie.
So do you say bubbler or water fountain?
Oh, I've never heard bubbler.
That's only in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Wisconsin thing.
I also say
soda. I
haven't
heard anywhere else.
Yeah, I've never heard bubbler before.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Where's the bubbler? What is your favorite part of working as a media journalist?
I think getting to do something new every day. Mm-hmm. Being in news, I didn't actually grow up watching news, so I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. But every day is something different. Mm-hmm. I have 8 hours, and I learn so much, and I squeeze it all into a minute and 30 seconds, and then go to bed and do it again the next day. So it's nice because it's a huge variety of things. You never know what you're going to be covering.
Like, well, what interview moment will you never forget? Here in Madison.
That's so hard because I've done so many stories. But I would have to say, just because I am a sports person, I got to cover the AmFam Golf celebrity foursome. And Justin Herbert was one of the celebrities.
Oh, really?
And he's the reason why I went back to college. So that was a very surreal moment. I felt like I could retire. But I feel like I have more important things to do. But that was definitely probably top moment in Madison. Yeah.
What's a moment that you've like watched that you were like is so sticks in your head, just even as growing up on, not even on the news, but yeah, like I can think about different sports moments growing up that I'm like, oh my gosh, that like ignited a passion. So like, what's something that made you be like, I'm gonna do that someday?
That Herbert game was the reason why I went back to school. But I think being at Michigan State and actually getting to work the sidelines of a lot of those games was kind of like reassuring me that this is exactly what I wanted to do, feeling the energy of the crowds. Also, Michigan State, across the board, their sports programs are all winning programs.
Yeah.
Their soccer teams won recently. Their tennis teams are doing phenomenal. Basketball, I'll leave out football. But there's a lot of other sports that I'm forgetting. Cross country, track, everybody does so well. Yeah. So It didn't matter if I was in that football stadium or if I was covering tennis where not many people showed up. The energy of the people that were there, all of that was just amazing to be able to be a part of.
Now, what's coming up in your future? You have a podcast, and how do we follow you online?
Yeah, so I mostly use Instagram. My Instagram is my first and my last name. It's Renee Aldana. And then I am going to be starting a podcast. I'm super excited about that. I should be posting it next Tuesday.
Oh,
so very excited. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit sports, a little bit life, growth, strengthening. I'm excited.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see your new podcast. That'll be awesome. Renee Aldana from the Channel 27 News team, thank you so much for taking the time to come to our studio tonight above State Street and chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's kind of keep with a Madison theme. Right now, I have a song for you guys from Elizabeth Mary. Now, she was outside of Wisconsin. She was in Iowa, and then she moved to Madison here. Met Paul Schluter at Megatone Studios while they were recording this very song. This is Meet Me in Madison. Elizabeth Mary, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. gods of the human race, you run through fields laced with freshly fallen snow. Bury your hatchet while you can, far from the prying eyes of man. Beast and bird may bear that load, but we will never know. And it's all we can do to keep from crying when all that we know is slowly dying. It's all we can do to keep from lying down in a hole in the ground. Turn up the fire, switch off the sun, a star in the sky now for everyone. They say that all good things to those who push and shove. Keep your loved ones in your phone. Know that you'll never be alone. You'll wander far from home, but the heart is like a sieve. And it's all we can do to keep from crying when all that we know is slowly dying. It's all we can do to keep from lying down in a hole in the ground. Inspiration can be a curse when all of your thoughts just seem to disperse themselves like water drops or something less cliched. My own company I will keep, and miles to go before I sleep. That's from a poem we learned when we were in eighth grade. And it's all we can do to keep from crying when all that we know is slowly dying. And all we can do is dream of flying high in a shattering sky. Always been just a dream, like hills in the distance that never seem to get much closer, no matter how far you go. Please remember me when I'm gone. I am the loner who wrote this song. If you don't like the words, then you can sing your own. And it's all we can do to keep from crying when all that we know is slowly dying. And all we can say is keep on trying, love, till you find what you're dreaming of.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
herbal aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says he's ready to slap tougher sanctions on Russia if he's joined by NATO allies who he's criticizing for buying Russian oil. In London, police say about 100,000 protesters joined anti-immigration activist Tommy Robinson's march around the Parliament building. Thousands of anti-fascist protesters were also in the streets, like Kathy.
There's a fear that the far right are trying to take over. So there's a fear of the rise of that sort of thing. But also, the way immigrants and asylum seekers are blamed for what's wrong here, it's totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And I think it's racist.
Here at home, we're watching a manhunt in Georgia this hour after police say a suspect shot an officer late last night. 26-year-old Timothy Greg Ramsey allegedly shot McKaysville police captain Brantley Worley. This is ABC News.